To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast. It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks podcast. And I'm with the gorgeous, talented, thin, and lovely skinned Ben Mandelkerv, the B-side blog and the banter blender. Hello, darling.
Oh, darling, thank you for those kind words. It's what I need to get me through a Friday.
I'm sorry for manipulating you into doing another podcast with me, darling.
Oh, it's my pleasure. No manipulation required.
Oh, everybody, what a week on the Bravo.
What a week.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
And I could have asked the internet, but I did not. There was a show on last night before Vanderpump Rules, before Vanderpump Rules, called So Cosmo, and it was the chick.
Yeah.
What was that? Is that a new Bravo show, or is that another channel that they're just airing on Bravo?
No, I feel like it was probably something from the E! Network, because, you know, every now and then they'll throw something from E! Or from, like, We, or, you know, somewhere else from the Comcast family they'll throw in there just to get some cross promotion.
Oh, it is E! I just looked it up.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was, but I was like,
I wish it was on Bravo, because it's pretty funny. I liked it.
It looked interesting. For the 5 seconds I saw of it.
Damn it. I was hoping it was a new Bravo show we could put into rotation. But this means that it's on E! That I don't have to watch it again and take notes. So yay!
Yay!
Who needs it anyway when we've got Summer House? Today we're going over this week's Summer House. Six friends who live in the city party together in the Summer House. That commercial plays all the time on my Bravo online.
I know. And I have to say, I'm like getting obsessed with this show. It's crazy. I'm like really into it now.
Yeah, it seems to really be catching on. People seem to be really liking it. I haven't looked at the ratings or anything, so I wouldn't know about that. But I'm sure
I hope it does. I feel like it's actually a really good example of what I feel like a good reality show will do, which is they'll serve us some people who seem kind of unremarkable at first. But after about 5 or 6 episodes, you sort of peel away the layers and you sort of discover them a little bit. The drama unfolds in a natural pace, and then you get really invested, as opposed to those shows where they're just like super extra right from the start.
Yeah, because they're all kind of just normal, like super white people.
Normal super white people just getting pettier and pettier every week, which is what I like.
And it cracks me up because the commercials make it sound like, oh, young friends meeting in the city and partying hard in the weekends. And it's like, so how was your job? Great. How was yours?
Yeah. But they are starting to fall apart as a group, which is what we've been waiting for. And we begin with Jacqueline flirting with Carl, because when we last left off, Jacqueline and Carl were flirting at the bonfire, and then in the drive home, he was gonna sleep in the same bed with her, and Christina was like, "Don't cross a workus, don't cross a workus," and he's like, "I can sleep with whoever I want. I'm single. I haven't done anything wrong." I'm Carl,
I'm just saying that we're staying in the executive lounge and we're gonna have a good time. And she's like, "Oh my god, it's girl code." So I mean, Carl's a douche, so I was expecting this from Carl, but like, Jackie, like, girl code, hello. Not sure what her intentions are. And really, Jacqueline isn't either, because she's narrating the opening part where she's like, previously on Summer House, and she's like,
It's the sixth week of the summer, y'all. I'm like, oh, God.
And I haven't had a dick stuck in me yet. And by dick, I just mean like a needle, because I was going to donate some blood. I'm such a flirt.
I was just flirting with you guys.
She's like the worst nurse ever. She's like, it's just going to be a little prick. Just kidding. You're not getting medicine. I just wanted to be flirty.
What a hot summer's night. So hot and sweaty. Because it's like hot out and I'm sweaty. So everyone comes home from that tempestuous car ride. And then Steven's in the kitchen alone. He's just going on about like, well, I've got a boyfriend on a different continent who's in a very high profile family and is in a closet. And I don't know. I'm just getting sick of it. It's been like 6 years of on and off, on and off. I'm like, okay, that's exciting.
And Jacqueline and Carl are in the pool, and he's like, are my feet dirtier than your hands? She's like, that's so sexy. Can I get a massage? I like meaty hands. It's like, it's so fun flirting. Like, my bark, it's like tougher than my bite. Is that the saying? This is not going to make me look good.
I'm like, missing the statement or being a hoe?
which are you referring to? Because you're doing two things right now.
So I think at this point they go to bed where he goes to sleep on the love seat and she's in the bed. And I think the Workus twins come in after they go to bed, because I just wrote down, I was sort of eating breakfast at this point, so my notes are a little sketchy during this early scene. But Lauren, she's like, well, I went to dinner with our parents and I haven't had a chance yet to check in with Carl. Carl. I just love Carl. That she always got to check in with Carl at any moment.
Well, they did. Yeah, they didn't sleep together. He ended up on the couch and she was in the bed. And so I put next day, twins and couple, Jacqueline. Jacqueline and Carl weren't in the same bed in the morning. So yeah. Jacqueline comes into the twins' room and she's like, hey, guys, wanna fuck? Just kidding. I meant good morning. I'm such a flirt, guys. And she's like, I feel so bad because Carl had to sleep on that couch.
Like, she's making it very clear right up front. She's yeah. like,
and I love, oh, sorry.
It was a blowjob. That was it. Okay. We well, did not sleep and then, together.
And then Everett's like, because Lauren's like, wow, people are sleeping on love seats. And Everett goes, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Oh, okay.
Everett's all mad.
He's like, God.
It's like, no one asked me about my love seat. Win all those wars if we were sleeping on love seats. You fucking idiots. How about sit on a chess seat like a man?
What sort of geek sits on a love seat? I mean, come on, being a real man, sit on a sofa.
What a geek.
God, so such a geek.
What a geek.
God. So then it's time for model volleyball.
Which
is this thing where models are playing volleyball, it's just an excuse to get out of the house and to sit around. And yeah, again.
Well, first it's Kyle's birthday, right? So Kyle comes home and he's basically telling us about how he was just visiting his parents. And he's like, yeah, my family doesn't come from much. And I mean, I look like a trust fund kid, you know, everyone's like, whoa, that guy's hot. He's rich. He must have rich parents, but I don't. I'm just a normal guy, guys. I'm like, okay. So then they show him like playing around with his mom on a video camera. His dad's like, what's a motorboat? They're like showing him what motorboating is. And then he's taking a picture of his mom like bent over in the garden. He's like, nice butt, mom. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was so cute. So then Everett's like, hey, guys, we're going to go check out model volleyball. Some bumps and some chicks. And then he tells us, model volleyball is models playing volleyball. Like, thanks.
Totally tubular, guys. Totally tubular. That's rad.
Glad we've got you here,
don't be
guys.
A geek. So they go, and then I think Lauren goes up to Carl. It's like, Carl, look at these straws, Carl. Or maybe it was Jacqueline. Someone was talking about
the twins. It was the twins.
She's like, Carl,
isn't this crazy, Carl? Look at this. It's like volleyball. This is crazy. Look, it's a straw. If you suck on it, stuff comes out. But like a drink, you know, I'm not being like Jacqueline. I'm not trying to flirt. I mean, it's just a drink. You like to drink, Carl? Hey, Carl, do you like your drink, Carl? And he's like, yeah, she's volleyball? Kind of intense, but she's fun as hell and super cool.
Yeah, she's super cool in that I don't want to fuck her anymore away, but I don't want to get on her bad side sort of situation. So I'm just going to tolerate her questions about straws and clam teenies.
She's like, hey, Carl, your shirt. Look at your shirt, Carl. You going to take your shirt off, Carl? Carl, you want to take your shirt off, Carl?
Is it hot? Too hot for you, Carl? Carl, it's a little hot, a little too hot. Are you humid, Carl? I know it's humid in New Orleans. Is it hot, Carl? You're hot. Take off your shirt. You can take off your shirt. Want me to get you some ice water, Carl? Carl, thirsty?
Carl. So they're okay. Getting he's like, I found a mermaid who's like a waitress or whatever, and she's like, I have clam kinis. Which just sounds so disgusting.
Carl's a little mermaid, Carl.
Yeah, Carl takes off his shirt and he's like, I'm a merman, not a mermaid. And then I think because he said like the Little Mermaid, the gay was like, you know, there's something natural about the way that Carl interacts with everyone that makes people want to sleep with him. Wink. Good call, gay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm on board with that, but, you know, I can appreciate it.
I do Carl. I mean, who wouldn't do Carl? He's so adorable until he gets mean.
It's not really my time.
Then he'll make me cry.
Yeah. So Christina now uses this opportunity to tell the twins and Lindsay what Jacqueline was up to with Carl. How, like, you know, well, Jacqueline was all up on Carl the other day at the beach. I think you should know. And of course, I love that Ashley, she gets so angry. She's like, well, I knew it. I knew who's a douchebag. I knew it. But Lauren, she's like, well, you know, Jacqueline's a flirt, you know? And like, you know, she flirts, but so does Carl. Carl flirts. Carl. Carl, don't you flirt, Carl? Carl, you flirt? Carl?
Yeah,
Carl?
It started so small because she was refusing to get mad. It's like, well, what's the big deal? Like, I'm cool. He can be cool too. We're just like friends. It's the summer. Like, who cares? And Christina's like, yeah, but they were like flirty. And they were like talking about sharing a bed. She's like, well, you know, a lot of people like sharing beds. You know, that's great. Beds. Beds are comfortable. Who doesn't want a bed? I love a bed. Beds are great.
Remember when Carl and I broke the bed? Remember that? Carl? Carl, are you around? Carl, remember when we broke the bed? Carl?
And she even says, she's like, well, look, Carl's a flirt, and everyone knows that Christina's kind of a shit stirrer, so maybe she's just stirring shit. It's no big deal. And the sister's like, yeah, well, Carl, I'm going to be watching Carl. If you're not watching Carl, I'll be watching Carl.
I got my Carls on you, Carl.
So then it cuts to Everett and Carl, and Everett's like, whoa, you're the man of the house. Every girl's after you. Everyone wants a piece of the Carl, eh? Good morning, Carl Nam, baby. Everybody wants a piece. Yeah. It's like, well.
Yeah. Then they start, naturally, Everett and Carl both start bitching about Christina because she has been a thorn in both of their sides. Christina essentially was trying to be a cock block to Carl. And Christina obviously has issues with Lindsay. So they're like,
fuck her.
Christina's the worst. And Everett's like, you know, she mails because she's a reporter. And everything's like, oh, reporter Blair gets in here like fucking news too. Oh, what a geek.
And then it cuts back to the girls and Christina's still working on them. And by now the twins mad. Like now they've got her mad. She's like, oh, well, now look at Jacqueline. And I think, well, I thought she was flirty. But now that I think she's aggressively flirting, she's more aggressively flirting than he is. I'm like, oh, mission accomplished. She's pissed.
Christina's just working on getting that permanent spot in the house.
Yeah, she's like, exclusive. I just got an exclusive. People is so buying this.
On Christina News Network, CNN.
So it's nighttime. Yeah. They have a little cake for Kyle and stuff.
It's a Kyle. Yeah. Kyle birthday surprise.
Yeah, and they all have mullets. And I thought it was nice that Christina bought all those because she's poor. She's like, look, guys, I didn't get fired from my job. I bought mullets.
Well, it would have been a nicer cake, but I got very distracted by Lindsay's interns. I was going to have a whole thing, but unfortunately, this is what you get when you live with a bitch.
Yeah, sorry this took so long, but I had to scalp all the interns to get these mullet wigs because I was let go. I mean, quit my job. So.
Speaking of Lindsay, she's like, here we are celebrating Kyle's birthday. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. It's my birthday next weekend. I'm like, bitch, not everything is about you.
She's like, oh my God, I'm going to be 30.
Like, that's a big deal.
Happy birthday to you, but happier birthday to me next week. Everybody, don't forget, if I don't get a cake and mullet, I'm going to be pissed.
Happy birthday to me. 70s in advance, just getting you ready because I'm expecting a cake. Also, please start working on my cake and please make it better than this cake, please. Thank you very much. And don't actually plan
it. Happy birthday, dear. I know this song is really long, but if you leave, I'm going to be really pissed because I have abandonment issues because of my mom and it's going to really hurt my feelings if you leave. You're never going to hear the end of it.
Happy birthday to me. I hope no one minds that I brought all the interns out to the summer house next week because I need an office. I'm starting up a business. It's really stressful, and I wish you guys would understand that. And it's, like, really hard, and I got to plan a birthday, too, and, like, got to pay salaries, and I got to find a new place to live, and, like, Christina's a bitch, and Everett, like, he doesn't get me, and I have abandonment issues, and Aunt Rhonda's not on the phone, and I can't deal with it anymore.
The candles have melted all over the cake, making it inedible.
Like, oh, is this about Kyle's birthday? Oh, yeah.
So Kyle's like, yeah, all summer long I've been like, am I a trust fund baby? And then I was like, no, I'm not. So I want to be single in the summer. But it's my birthday, so I'm going to fuck Amanda again.
And then it's like, and then this group does their favorite thing, which they're, it's party time, hit the lights. And they just turn off the lights in the kitchen. They love doing that. They love turning off their lights. And then I'm dancing on the counter. It is really the whitest thing you could imagine.
And someone was like, yeah, it's all party in the front, business in the back. And he's like, Carl's like, isn't it the other way around?
Steven's like, I can't deal with these awful straight people anymore.
Bravo,
give me my transcontinental mystery romance man.
Bravo wasn't sure about how the show was going to do, so they didn't want to pay music rights to everything. Yeah. So they're partying and they're like, just play the Southern Charm theme. It's like,
I'm like, really? LMFAO is charging that much? So they're turning the lights on and off, like makeshift disco, and everything's having fun. And everyone's in a great mood. And Everett and Lindsay are in such a great mood that they're like, excuse us, we're going to have a meeting, a.k.a. go have sex. So they go into their room and it's just like, you know, cross-cutting between back and forth, like fun, crazy time, Kyle's birthday, they're about to have sex. And Everett has like, she's down on the bed, her legs are wrapped around him, and he's like, you're such a geek. And which, you know, is like, it doesn't really make sense, but you just figure he's just being playful. And she's like, what? It's like, you know, like a geek. And why would you say that?
Why would you say that? Like, you're being hurtful.
And he's like, what did I do that's hurtful? And you call me a geek. Sorry, I'm not good enough for you, Everett.
This was the weirdest fight. I think he says geek so much that finally Lindsay was like, I wonder what a geek is. Like, looked it up and found out it's someone who bites the heads off of chickens in carnivals or whatever. And she's mad now. She's like, I look like I would bite the head off a chicken? And why would you be so cruel?
Back in like 2002, my friends and I used to always call each other jerk. Hey, what up, jerk? Hey, jerk. Hey, jerk. And I was working for this high powered studio exec. And he called up and he was like a really scary person. But we were on the phone, it was like 8 a.m. and he was like being playful with his conversation that morning. And I was like, whatever, jerk. And then he was like, what did you call me? And I was like, oh my God, I just called this very powerful person a jerk. And I was like, sorry. It's like a thing you say. It's like slang. Sorry. I was like, yeah, don't do it again. Which is what Everett should have said. It'd be like, oh, sorry. It was like slang. But it's like, oh, I didn't do anything. I just called you a geek. You're such a geek for not understanding geeks, geek.
Well, this evolves into this huge fight. And he's like, what am I not doing that you want? This doesn't make any sense, Lindsay. And she's like, I know.
She goes, did you ever ask me about my birthday? 30th birthday. You're my boyfriend.
He's like, maybe we should go out to two different places tonight. I'm done. And she's like, why are you screaming? And
then why are you trying to fight with me? Which is funny because she's the one who started it.
Then married twin comes in and she's like, you guys, like Carl, is Carl here? Carl, okay, Carl, he's not here. Okay, guys, Lindsay, Everett, Carl, why weren't you with us the whole night? Like, you've been in here the whole night. I've been downstairs going, Carl, and dancing. Like, Carl was dancing, Carl.
I can't believe you were in here while Carl was dancing. Carl was saying so many funny things. Carl was like, oh my God, I'm going to totally Carl this. And I was like, oh my God, you did Carl it. That's such a Carl moment. Oh my God, Carl. And you totally missed it. You totally missed Carl.
Carl was in a mullet. It was like the best Carl I've ever seen. Like, mullet Carl. Love your mullet, Carl. Yeah. Hey, Carl, love your mullet, Carl.
I don't know which Carl I like more, mullet Carl or regular Carl. Which Carl do you think you'd like more? I don't know. I feel like there are also so many other Carls. I'd really like to see all the different Carls. I mean, I'm really into all these Carls.
They're like both untrustworthy, but I like the hair on mullet Carl better. Like, it's weird. It makes him more fun. Like, with the other hair, he's like just like Carl. You know what I mean?
So what do you think about Carl? And so Lindsay's like, can I trust you? And which is, in Lindsay's defense, I think it was just more, it was almost like a dramatic prologue into going into her whole thing.
I don't think it was a question. I think she was like, I'm not sure if I can talk to you because I don't like even know if I can trust you. And she's like, what did I do, Lindsay?
Yeah, Ashley lost it. When whatever way that Lindsay meant it, you know, I'm always trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe she meant it this way, but however she said it, Ashley was like, what the fuck? Can you trust me? I'm a workus, okay? You can trust me. Carl, trust me. Carl, don't you trust me, Carl? Carol? You trust me, Carol?
I like that she goes, "Why can't you trust me?" And Lindsay goes, "Well, I guess I can't."
Yeah. I guess not. You're such a geek.
So she's like, "Yeah, well, if you're so untrustworthy, why don't you go close the door in the bathroom on yourself and just like fall in, okay? How about that? How about you just fall in the toilet?"
And guess what? We don't have plungers, so you'll be stuck in there. Unless Carl can get you out. Carl, I bet you're good with that, Carl.
Goes off. And Carl's like, "Guys, stop it." And then she goes downstairs and Everett's like, "God, you can't even fight behind a closed door."
Shut the fuck up and go back to San Diego. Meanwhile, they cut to Christina standing on the staircase above, looking down. You could tell she was so happy. She's like, "It's all working."
She's like, "There was a San Diego burn in there. My work here is done."
So then Everett's like, "God, I gotta get away from all these geeks. I'm gonna leave." So he leaves in a taxi. And then the whole night is ruined and no one goes out for Cookie on his birthday. And I was sort of like, you know, fuck the, honestly, if Everett and Lindsay, they are that awful couple. And they did ruin the night because they had the stupidest argument. Admittedly, I mean, Lindsay started this one. She was looking for a fight because he was just being playful. I mean, he probably shouldn't call her a geek, but that's sort of his language. So
yeah, I was just drunk fighting. Yeah, he was like flirting with her. But I love the twin going off because she goes, "Everett, you getting involved in everything your girl does is weird. Don't be that guy. I will shred you."
Like the lettuce that we're going to make in the salad tomorrow. Are you ready for the salad tomorrow, Carl? You like lettuce? You like shredded lettuce salad, Carl?
I love like her. Salad? I loved her instant anger. It was so, so good. So yeah, everybody pussies out.
But I will say also, just one other thing about this fight. I mean, Everett, you know, he was just... Again, I think he's being playful or whatever, talking in Everett talk, saying, "You're a geek." And then she's like, "Why would you say that?" And the thing is this, Everett has a chance right there just to defuse it. Be like, "Oh, sorry. Like, I was just trying to be jokey. I didn't mean it like that." But he's like, "I didn't do anything." So he exasperates, because she is hypersensitive and she's crazy. But he never seems to do anything to try to even defuse it. Instead, he just gets defensive. And he's like, "You're crazy. You are a geek. I spoke the truth now. God, I can't be around someone who can't accept the truth about their geekness."
That's their love language, okay? It's drunk fighting. That's their love language. They're going to always be like that forever. There's no way they're ever going to get to the point, you know, where they just suddenly are normal to each other. That's where they find their passion, you know?
Yeah. So Everett leaves. Yeah, everyone stays in, and Kyle is left to just like Swiffer up the kitchen on his birthday. But now Ashley is like talking to, I think, Christina or something.
Christina and the gay in bed.
Yeah, and she has now totally conflated the story. She's like, "Well, I just went in there, and Lindsay just looked at me and just went off." I'm like, "Well, you're kind of the one who went off."
But. And Christina goes, you see what I live with and how my life is? Like, at least now you see.
They're fucking trash.
And Kyle's swiffing. He's like, "I'm pretending this is Amanda. Hey, Amanda, I'm sorry, but I can't be with you right now because it's summer. Wanna fuck?" And Swiffer's like, "Please put me down." So the next day, Lindsay's in bed alone and there's no text on her phone. And she's like, "I don't know where he's at. Why I didn't come home. And I have abandonment issues because of my mom. And he knows that."
And then Everett just, he walks in and as if they didn't get into this huge fight and he didn't stay the night. And he just goes, "It's so nice out, brah." She's like, "Why don't you come home? Like, I was calling out Rhonda. She couldn't find you either."
He's like, "Because I was pissed and you weren't capable of having fun last night."
What a douchey thing to say, too, by the way. Again, it's like, it's that we've seen this in so many reality show couples. I mean, we saw it with Ronnie and Sammy on Jersey Shore. We saw it with Melinda and Danny on Real World Austin. These codependent couples where the girl is prone to histrionics and the boy is always ready to put everything onto her, you know, and deflect, you know, like, "Well, you were incapable of having fun last night." I'm like, "Well, you're the one who could have like nipped this in the bud and he didn't."
Yeah. But then they show him in the diary room and he's like, "I'm just sick of fighting. I just had it. I'm sick of it. And distress of it." You know, it's like,
He's like full on decompressing in there. And Lindsay's like, you need to figure out how to have a conversation with me without freaking out, which is kind of a normal thing to say, except that she was freaking out over being called a geek. And he's like, I don't want to talk right now. It's like, okay.
I'm like, oh. I was like, that didn't seem to work out so well.
So not like, today, then. Not today.
Yeah, so I guess today is not when you will be learning how to have a conversation without freaking out. I guess we'll just put that on the calendar.
Maybe, so then it cuts to Christina in the kitchen organizing cereal boxes.
Her favorite pastime. She's like, okay, Cheerios goes to the left and Fruity Pebbles to the right. Perfect.
It's called the
Who alphabet. Needs interns? Who needs interns when you have natural skills?
I love organizing this office. So Kyle is pissed because Kyle gets a text from Amanda saying that Christina told her that he hooked up with Katie. Yeah. And so he's like, God damn it, Christina. And so he pulls her aside and he's like, look, I just want to be upfront. And she's looking at him like,
She's smiling. She's actively smiling because she's like, oh, good. I can get involved with something else now.
She's like, finally, the cereal's in alphabetical order. I'm ready to tackle anything. Bring it to me, mama.
She's like, oh, wait, hold on 1 second. Let me just put these Honey Smacks right here. Okay, go on. You have the floor. Kyle. So basically, Kyle has been caught. And he doesn't like the feeling of being caught. So he's just going to blame Christina.
It is her fault.
It is her fault.
He also knows what she's going to say, which I love. Because I like that they're real friends, you know. He's like, look, I got this text from Amanda. And she would die right now if she knew I was confronting you. And I see you smiling right now. And whether or not it was a mistake, you know, you don't allude to it being innocent or something like that, because he knows what she's going to say. And she's like, but I didn't say hook up. I was just making conversation. I was just like, you know, I didn't say you fucked her. I just said, like, you know, made out, conversation. It was just conversation.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. Here's where there's a little bit of hypocrisy with Kyle and Amanda, okay? Because Amanda, I mean, she just wants to have Kyle's baby. It's very obvious by the fact that she keeps on coming back. I mean, I know she also, you know, she's entitled to have her fun, but she keeps on being like, no expectations, no strings attached. It is what it is. We're just having fun. You kiss Katie, you know? So it's like, that's bullshit there. And then Kyle is also like, look, just having fun. I need to be single. I can't believe you told her. But, you know, it's like, no, you guys are saying, you guys keep talking like you want to be single. And now you're like, this is where you should take a page out of the Carl playbook, being like, I did nothing wrong. So everyone, like, chill out.
Yeah, agreed with that. The problem is that they're roommates. So you cannot be doing that shit to your roommates. Like, there's something about being at home. You need to be able to be comfortable in your own damn home. Right. And if he's going to fuck a football team of cheerleaders or whatever, I guess, because he's straight. But if he's going to, like, have sex with 20 people at one damn time, he needs to know that his roommate's not going to be out blabbing his shit to the girl he's trying to pretend that he's into so he can get laid on the weekends.
Christina's not innocent in this either. I'm not letting her off the hook, but I'm not letting them off the hook either. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Christina was hilarious. And especially Amanda, because she knew, she told him straight up that he could date whoever he wanted and this and that, and then she's going to get mad that he actually did it, you know?
Yeah. And when Christina's like, I thought I was helping because I thought she knew that Kyle had fucked half of the Hamptons already. So I said, look, you know, Amanda, just so you know, when he fucked Katie up and down our apartment like a rabid rabbit, it meant nothing. I thought she knew.
I mean, look, I was honest and truthful, and I think she appreciated it.
I think so.
So she's smart. She knows that she's lost this one. So she's just like, look, I'm sorry. It wasn't my place. I thought I was being helpful, but you don't see it that way. And what I've learned from this situation is to just stay out of it. And I was like, okay, perfect. That's a perfect apology. Now teach everybody else on these shows how to do it. And
cut to.
That's all Christina wants, too, by the way. She only wants Lindsay to be like, I'm sorry. I should have asked you first. May I please have the interns? And she'd be like, great. Glad we could have this lunch. Yes. Your interns are now working at our home full time every single day.
Yeah. So cut to the farm stand and Christina and Jacqueline are shopping. And it's like, uh-oh. Christina's about to step in some shit again. I just feel it. So,
I love corn. We have the best corn where I grow up. Oh, God. Corn is so juicy and amazing.
I just want to stick this corn in my throat. Oh, I am such a flirt.
I like taking the whole cob down without even chewing it. Just kidding, corn. I was flirting with you. Look, it's hard. I was just kidding. It's who I am.
You know what I love? Cream of corn. I love getting that cream all over me. I'm just a flirt. So they're sitting there, and Christina's they're at a little table, and Christina's like, you know, I really learned my lesson about meddling, and I'm just never gonna do it again. And Jacqueline's like, that's great. You know, it's funny, I'm having a really hard time getting to know people. I wonder why it is. And Christina's like, oh, now would be a good time for me to meddle. So here's what I think. And she's like, well, you know, I think that part of it is that, you know, you're not as close with everyone as everyone else. And the other thing is, you kind of talk out of both sides of your mouth. And Jacqueline's like, huh? And I was like, uh-oh, Christina, you're about to mess this one up again. And Christina's like, you know, because you say you're a Southern Belle, and then you're like, give me that dick. like, but oddly enough, it actually worked out all right. Jacqueline was
Like, I mean, it's Carl, too. It's not just you. And she's like, but that's my personality. Like, I just don't like click, you know? Like, I don't click with Carl. Like, I don't care. I just flirt with him. I mean, he's also kissed Lauren, so there's two whammies. And she's like, oh, so you wouldn't date Carl? And she's like, no, I'm just Southern, okay? Like, in the South, if you're not flirting with someone, then you're a bitch.
Okay. Gina's like, oh, well, do you want to come on to my category then? Because it's really fun being the bitch. Okay, I guess I'll give it a try. Nothing worse than some girl-on-girl action in the same category.
I have to say, I love this scene because it was two people. Christina is just being who she is and saying, well, you don't have friends because you act like a damn hoe. And no girl wants to hang out with that. And then she's like, I'm not going to hook up with Carl. I'm just flirting. And then they're like, that was so fun.
As soon as the threat was neutralized, it was like, oh, wait, okay, we can be friends.
Yeah, I like that they could just be brutally honest. And then that's it, you know. Well, at least Christina was. But Jacqueline was totally fine with it, you know. I like that in a
yeah, I like it too, personality. To be honest. Yeah, I'm still team Christina.
So the massage, the gay, I guess, gets massages for he and Carl for some weird reason. And the massage lady is doing Carl's shoulder and she's like, oh, yeah. How about your gluteus maximum? Which was funny. And he's like, okay, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that feels really good. It's his shoulders. So it's like, these are the worst massage people I've ever heard of.
I love a massage, a shoulder massage. I mean, that they're supposed to be on the glutes.
If she thinks that that's his glutes, it's his shoulders. And she called them the gluteus maximum. While she's doing his shoulders, I'm like, you guys are going to have back problems.
And then Jacqueline got up to help out. I'm such a flirt. Look at me massaging you. Do you want me to massage your balls? And by that, I mean, look, beach balls. I'm going to go touch them in the pool. Bye, flirting.
I know. She learned nothing.
Yeah.
So the Workers family is going to be coming over.
But before that, I think there's some very serious stuff we have to attend to, which is that this is the first time I've left the Hamptons without my boyfriend at my side, said Lindsay, going through further abandonment issues.
She's like, that Ford Explorer abandoned me. This is the first time I haven't been in that Ford Explorer.
She's turning every mundane thing into a personal trauma. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I had to take an earlier jitney. I can't believe it. Like, who leaves their girlfriend to go on a jitney alone?
Especially when they've been dating for 2 months.
Yeah.
So the Workus family is coming over, and the gay is like, I'm not sure what to think about them, but they might be a lot.
just a tad.
Yeah. So he tells Carl that he's got a date, but they're going to both, tomorrow back in the city, but they're going to both stay to meet the parents. So
yeah.
Kyle leaves. Oh, no. Christina, everyone leaves except those two, right?
Carl and Stephen. And so Carl and Stephen come downstairs. They meet the family. Carl is sweating buckets. You could tell he's so nervous. And he's like, yeah, I'm great with parents. But I find him to be very, like, he's so, like, there's something so fake about him. It like, really skeeves me out. Like, his charm is, like, too charming.
I think that we've seen he's kind of like Everett in the way that he's charming and fun and light going or easygoing. But then when he gets mad, it's very biting, you know?
Yeah, like it's almost like we've seen the way Christina, the
in other words, keep your fucking mouth shut. You know, like he'll say things like that. Or when he was at, when they were at that thing and he was being sober, Carl, and he's like, I can talk to whoever I want. How you doing? To like some waitress to like next waitress. To the twin. Like he's just, he's got a, like a mean edge to him, you know, which he kind of explains a little bit in this episode, which is another reason I'm liking this show.
Yeah, I'm sure if I'd met Carl and Everett or even Lindsay in person, just like you wait the way you meet a normal person, I'd be like, yeah, they're totally cool people. But like when you see them on the show and you get to see all sides of them, it's just like, I can't deal. And by me saying all sides, I mean the edited versions that were presented, which is probably just 1/8 of their personality. But nevertheless, we judge.
Yeah, I know that I say a lot of mean stuff about Carl, but I actually like Carl.
Believe it or not.
I kind of like him. I like that he's like charming, but he's also got issues. But he's sweet, but then he's also like could be a killer in a Lifetime movie, you know? He's like one of those husbands on Lifetime. They're so sweet and charming, and you're like, surely they're not going to turn the husband into a crazy person. And then all of a sudden he's like, you stupid bitch, you were never my only wife. And to even think that you could be shows what a stupid bitch you are. Chased through the hallway with a big knife. But then he's nice again. I don't know. I like that in a man.
Yeah. Well, he is charming the parents. He's talking about how he can take out the trash and drive stick and everything. And, Lauren's mom is like, okay, I approve. Lauren, may I talk with you privately? I have some recommendations to make. So they go into like another room. And Lauren's mom is basically like, girl, just jump in. Just fuck him a lot. Just
pretty
like,
much.
Stop overthinking it. Just have fun.
And see, the twin's like, well, you know, with Carl, like, it's weird with Carl, because, like, I have fun with Carl, but, like, with Carl, I don't have, like, that connection with a lot of people, but, like, with Carl, I have that connection, but then I heard he was flirting with people, and we were at dinner with you, and that was, like, a, you know, like a barbecue, like a bonfire, and he was, like, flirting with other meat at the barbecue, like, made me feel weird, like a bum without meat bit, and I don't want to be the only twin without the meat in my bun, like, it's weird, and you're going to be so disappointed in me, and she's like, honey, you can flirt, and so can he, it's summer in the Hamptons, fuck everybody. Come on, babe.
She's basically like, jump in and have fun. Although she gave conflicting advice. She's like, just jump in and have fun and let him chase you. I'm like, I don't know if you can do both of those things.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know that Carl's much of a chaser, but
enjoys the chase. I think he really enjoys the chase. I think he's the guy who enjoys the chase and then once he gets what he wants, he's ready to move on.
But I think that girl enjoys the chasing. Like, she's very aggressive. That's not some wallflower. Yeah. And so it's tricky. She's going to have to find somebody, I think, a little stronger than Carl. Because at this point, she's so much stronger than him that whenever he does anything bad, she's going to be like, well, I knew who Carl was, and I accept him for who he is. And she's going to make excuses and excuses for Carl. She should just find someone better.
She needs someone for her.
Still fine for me, Carl.
She needs someone that when she goes and talks about straws, he's like interested in it and he wants to text her about it all week. That's what she needs. And she will find him.
There are guys like that out there. She needs to, first of all, she needs to look for a guy in a sweater or like a sweater vest.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good place to start.
You know, a guy with his like chest hair hanging out who's got a bright smile and shiny eyes. No. You need to look for a Brad, because they bring Brad up so much. She's like, you know, some guys, they meet my family, and they're terrified, and they run away, and they're, like, terrified. And, you know, like, Brad didn't. He just, like, stayed. He was, like, totally comfortable. Yeah, you need to find a Brad. Find a Brad.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like stay away from the guys who are professional flirts. You know, guys who are slick and flirt and know how to flirt, they're always their problems. And you know, and honestly, I'm going to get so much hate for this, but when later on they showed him in his apartment and there was the diploma from Syracuse. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I've met like so many guys from Syracuse University who are just like Carl, and they're like flirty, noncommittal, and slippery, and they drive all these women berserk. And then we, as the gays, have to deal with the women. I'm not saying all guys are like that, but man, I just feel like a lot of Carls come out of Syracuse.
Yeah.
Sorry to all you Syracuse people out there. My mom went there. And I have many good friends who went to Syracuse. I know people who went to Syracuse.
Your mom's like, Ben, I have to talk to you about this guy I dated in Syracuse.
But there's, But there are, it's funny, there's a Syracuse guy that emerges from that university. There's a type. Not all of them, but there's a type, and it's like, oh.
There's a Carl like, type.
There are Carls. There are Carls. Tell me if you're with me, people.
So there, I mean, we're in West Hollywood, so I'm like, there's so many gay Carls here. They're all like that. They're all slick and like, oh, look at my car. Oh, yeah, you're the best thing I ever heard of. Where are you
Facebooking? And then can do the I'm really close loser. To my mom thing. I'm really close to my mom. My mom means a lot. Like, do that, like, that thing where even though it's sincere, it's like he knows when to say that to get your girl go, aw.
Yeah. He's like, things I care about, my mom and puppies. They're like, oh, yeah. Carl.
Don't ever forget that Rosé moment he had with that table of girls at the beginning of the season. Don't forget that moment. Yes. That's who Carl is. He's yes,
that's
slick.
Him. That's Carl. He's like, Carl. Yeah, I turned down a girl with the private jet, so. So
I live in the box. New York.
Yeah. So let's see. So they go back to the city, and this episode was different because they actually spent time in the city.
Well, yeah, because normally the city is at the half an hour mark, but this time the cliffhanger was in the city, so it was...
Yeah, they did like half the episode in the city. I liked it. So Lindsay and Katie meet up, and Katie, the roommate, and Lindsay's like, I wanted to talk to you because, like, I can't talk to Christina because she's, like, judgmental, and, like, I don't want to get her fired from whatever job she's given herself. But, like, you've been that person for me. And Katie's like, ugh, another fucking day you're making me come downtown to listen to you bitch for an hour. Girl, you think I don't want to have a lunch hour too?
Yeah. So Lindsay's like, I drafted an email. And so the email's like, thank y'all for being strong with me because I'm hypersensitive. I was like, oh, here it is. Another, like, this is the problem. This is the codependent thing again, where she's now putting it all on herself and she's thanking him for putting up with her. I'm like, girl, you got to be stronger than that.
She reads this. Yeah, she's like, I've been dealt a hard hand in life, but you're like there for me. And life is full of curveballs, mostly that hit me right in the face. And then people
and
just
Christina.
Abandon me. And then I'm like left on the field with a hurt face. And I'm like, the game's over, but what the hell? I'm like, you're my teammate. And he's not even trying. I have abandonment issues. And so she just goes off. And then I just wrote down, Katie has said two words.
Yeah, Katie's like, uh-huh. Well, my train, I mean, I've got to go. Oh, okay. You're bringing the interns into this. Okay, all right. I guess I'm sure Everett has thoughts on the interns, too. Oh, you're starting a business. I didn't hear about that.
Lindsay, all you have to say is, how are you doing? That's it.
Yeah.
And then just pretend to listen 5 minutes.
Just once.
You don't even have to really listen.
To one person, just say, how are you? How are y'all? And, like, mean it. And mean it, by the way, and listen. And ask a follow-up question. Ask, like, four follow-up questions to show that you're listening instead of just a perfunctory like, how are you? Well, I asked her how she was. Anyway, abandon my nationals.
Oh my god.
So Steven goes on to a gay date because he's trying to see what else is out there outside of his transcontinental mystery man. And
poor thing, just... you can tell he hasn't dated in a long time because he's like, well, I'm on this date because, like, I fucked this guy in LA and I thought, well, maybe it would be fun to eat together. No, that's not how you go on a date.
Especially not someone from LA. That's not how it's going to work. And then, and to make matters worse, they're trying to make this guy look like the most boring guy in the world. But then Steven gets on this date and starts talking about, like, well, I've been in this on and off relationship for like 6 years, and I don't know if I want to be in it anymore. And I kind of like, I don't know, like I liked it at first, but now I'm not sure. I'm like, Steven, girl, why are you talking about this guy on a date with another guy? You are failing this date. This is not that other guy's fault. You have actually ruined the date.
Yeah, and you're doing a comb over. Like, that comb over thing was so weird. He combed all his hair forward. I was like, what are you doing?
It's like an Ed Sheeran.
He's like, if you think I'm going bald on my sides, you're wrong. I've totally got hair growing out of my temples, and they're growing towards my eyes. So, what are you doing? But yeah, the guy was kind of boring, but...
Certainly with no Carl. See, Steven's spoiled now because he's become best friends with the hot guy. And so now every date he goes on has to be as good as Carl. And that's going to be hard.
Yeah. And the guy goes, well, maybe if you didn't drink vodka, you'd be happier. And Steven goes, it's gin. So this guy has nothing to offer. So.
So then we go to Carl. who is on the phone with his mom. And we find out that Carl actually has like a huge amount of dysfunction in his family, which explains a lot. He has some uncle who was like drunk, passed out in a yard somewhere. And when he was a kid, Carl was overlooked and forgotten, and he'd go to school without lunch money, and it's pretty sad. Now he's like really close with his mom.
His brother is a heroin addict and in jail. And then I was like, just got out of jail, in and out, and he takes care. He supports his mom, and you know, he's like, "Mom, how be you?" And she's like, "Oh, lovely, just lovely. Looking for my drink here, my Diet Coke." And he's like, "I was gonna say you're drinking already." And she's like, "I should be. Every day is a new struggle. It's just, you know how it goes, Carl. Well, your brother's better now, but there's a lot of court dates. And you know he's been driving. Oh, I found him in the backyard." It's like everything that came out of her mouth was just so sad. And he's like, "Great. This was great. But, you know, I love my mom. I'm a mama's boy, guys."
That's what sad. I am. Just simple Carl. It was sad. It was actually very nice. It was a nice moment. You know, Carl, take back everything.
But this is when Carl kind of explained himself a little. And he's like,
"Yeah.
When I'm with people, I ruin it on purpose because I've been so disappointed in people in my past that if I ruin it, it doesn't give them the chance to ruin it, which will hurt my feelings more," or whatever. But I was like, that's so nice. Okay, now stop doing that. There's nothing worse than when people, and by the way, I'm the worst offender at this, but, or of this, whatever. But when you understand your own issues, but you're like, "Well, those are my issues. At least I know what they are now." But then you keep doing it.
Yeah, it's like saying you have abandonment issues over and over and over again.
Yeah. And then threatening to abandon people.
Yeah. So
I have abandonment issues and you're kicked out of the house. So
Lindsay and Everett meet, and Everett is soft, frustrated. He's like, "I feel trapped right now."
Well, look how hard it was for them to be sober. When they didn't even look like they knew who they were, each other was. Yeah. They were like, "Hi, hi."
They were so confused that they just ordered two very strange drinks. Like, "I'll take the one that's neon green and he'll take the one that's mud colored."
He's like, "I'll go with the third time's a charm." It's like, what? Are you trying to say something passive aggressively with your drink?
Yeah, exactly. So I usually drink something like cucumber. So Lindsay's saying like, "Well, I'm just like really stressed out. I'm starting a company and like I can't even plan my 30th birthday, which means a lot to me this year."
Well, you know, we've been trying to get space and separate my thoughts and emotions, and you sent me that long email. She's like, "Oh, did you read my email?" And he's like, "Yeah,
TLDR.
Read it a few times."
Like, a lot of words I didn't understand, so it took a few passes.
He's like, "Hey, we're just fighting so much. I'm just getting frustrated, and it's like hitting a new level. Like, I called you geek, you know? I feel trapped right now."
Praise. And so Lindsay's like, "Well, every time I try to express myself, you just dismiss me." And he's like, "Can you give me an example?" I'm like, "You just did it. You literally just dismissed her by suggesting that her claim was so ridiculous that it needs examples for backup."
I was like, "But then I'm busy and I'm really stressed and I'm starting to comedy." He's like, "That's life. It's called life, okay? It's living. Get out of bed and live your life. Hoo-ah!"
And then he's like, "I'm trying to do the best that I can with these eyes that are like, duh, like stupid face. Can't you see how hard I'm trying? I'm not being dismissive. I'm just like reacting to your stupid geeky face, stupid face. Duh." Like, he is extraordinarily dismissive. And I love the fact that he refuses to acknowledge it.
But she literally keeps saying the same thing over. Like, he just said it's fucking life. And then she's like, he goes, "Lately, it's just a drain on me." And she's like, "Well, but you're only looking on the surface. Like, I've got invoices and salary, and like, where do I have the interns?" And she starts again, and he's like, he's like, "That's life." And she goes, "Yeah, but if you want to break up, go fuck yourself." And then he just swallows really hard.
But it is hilarious. I mean, I don't know whose side to be on, because she's so self-involved and he refuses to really acknowledge anything that she's saying, and they're just kind of like so awful together. And the fact that she's like, "I have invoices to do. I have to pay salaries." And he's like, "Yeah, that's called work. And it's not going to go away anytime soon. So you have to deal with it." And I'm like, he's kind of right.
I know, but that doesn't excuse him just not coming home.
That's true, too.
You know, that's what the fight was. The point is, you don't take either one of their sides, because then eventually you're going to get in a fight with one of them, and they're not going to take your side.
They will reunite in awfulness.
Yes, like that's what Tom and Katie needs to learn. You can be awful, but at least, you know, you could stand up for each other no matter what, which is what they do.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Which makes them, but somehow it actually makes them more awful.
I know. Isn't that weird? Well, if Tom was standing up for Katie over this Ariana stuff, he'd look like an asshole too, you know?
Yeah.
He's just not willing to for her, and Everett is willing to for her. So, oh my God, what a week of crazy relationships on El Bravs.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to talk about this next week when it's Lindsay's 30th birthday, and she's like single for it. It's a big deal, and no one even made her a cake, so...
Kyle's like, I got these Swiffer refills for you, so...
Maybe you can Swiffer on your birthday like I had to on mine.
Christine will be like, look, everybody, I got these mullets for Lindsay's birthday. It's like, wait a minute, those are not totally for Kyle's birthday. Like, what kind of friend are you? well, that brings us to another end of another episode.
Oh my goodness,
fun
we did it!
Times
so fun. I really enjoy this show. I really do.
Me too. And it makes me want to travel and like go do things on the weekend. You know, I'm so lazy. On the weekend, they're like, let's drive for 3 hours to party for a day and a half. Yeah. And I'm like,
makes me want to be wealthy. Makes me want to be wealthy and have a summer house. Like, I want to have a summer house in Malibu. That's with a bunch of friends. We go out there every weekend.
Yeah, it probably would take us 3 damn hours to get out there, too.
Sure would. Far.
Traffic.
That would be fun.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We love you very much. Our bonus episode this week was super fun. It was all Grammys and and the Brat Pack and the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
So go check it out over on Patreon if you like it. And thanks to everybody who supports us over there. It's been another amazing week.
Absolutely.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.